Hi, everyone. I'm so excited for you to tune into this episode with Kayla Horry. She is a leadership coach for entrepreneurs and business owners, CEOs, founders, executives. This conversation is all about what it means to be a powerful leader, what it means to step into leadership, how to give and receive feedback, and so much more. And I just am so grateful for you to be able to hear from somebody who is as talented and experienced at growing leaders as Kayla is. Also, a reminder, if you did not get signed up yet for our free event happening next Thursday, flip the script and bring more fun back into your business. You can do so by clicking the link in the show notes. It's myalignedpurpose.com/training, or just head to our website. You'll see it, the pink banner at the top. If you feel like engagement has been down, open rates are lower, you're not getting as many viewers on your social media or listeners onto your podcast, it's probably because you're doing this one thing that is keeping your subconscious from holding you back. And we are going to flip it all around next Thursday together. So this is going to be another fun free training that we host here at My Aligned Purpose, and we can't wait to have you. Enjoy this episode and let us know what you think. Make sure that you reach out to Kayla if you're not already following her and get into her world. Welcome to My Aligned Purpose podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Aligned CEO Method and Aligned Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I'm here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to My Aligned Purpose, the podcast. I am your host, Nicole Krohn, and today is our first guest episode of 2024, and I'm so excited to have Kayla Horry here. And whenever I have a guest on the show, I like to give a little bit of a backstory about where'd they come from? How do I know Kayla? And so this is really exciting because Kayla and I have not met in real life yet. We're going to meet up in New York next month, which is so fun. But I have this friend, Randy, and if you're listening, a lot of you have probably met Randy because we've had him in our community. He's one of the few men that we invite in to do work in our world. And he's such a connector. And he said to me last summer, hey, you got to meet my friend Kayla. We got into a text chat together. We hopped on Zoom, had a coffee together right away. I told my Kayla, I'm like, you have to meet this Kayla. She's so heart-centered and so easy to talk to. And then Kayla told us about her coaches, and then we signed up to work with those coaches. And now we're all going to be in New York together. And so I just trust that this conversation is going to be really fun and really easy. And for all the women listening in, hearing that Kayla's story is her story and my story is mine. And I know that there'll be wisdom and nuggets in what you have to share that will resonate with women around the world. So welcome, Kayla. Why don't you come on, let us know, where are you calling in from today? And what are you grateful for this morning?
My name is Kayla. Thank you so much for having me here. This is such a treat to get to just hang out with you and chat about things we're passionate about. I'm calling in from Southern California. It is sunny and beautiful here right now. We just had some big rains last week, but it's clear blue skies right now and beautiful. I'm in Orange County, close to the ocean.
Amazing.
And what am I grateful for? I'm very grateful for where I live. And I'm very grateful that I get to do a career that I love, that I'm passionate about, and that allows me the flexibility to homeschool my kids. I have kiddos with special needs and medical needs, and there's just a whole lot going on. And I love having a career that I can do what I love and do what I'm passionate about and be a mom, which I also love and am passionate about. Be a mom and prioritize my family and my kids, those relationships, and run a business that's really fun.
Yes. And that's just it, right? Having a business that supports our life and not trying to make our life support our business. And I think that's where a lot of people, they step into this entrepreneurial space and then they've left the 40-hour work week and then they're grinding so hard and then business is never turned off. And then now they're in 80-hour work weeks and becoming resentful of, I don't even get to live anymore. And I just know that there's another way to do entrepreneurship and to do business. And I'm sure we'll get into that. Something that I am always piques my curiosity. And I know that I shared with you, I used to teach high school. And when I was teaching high school, one of the things that came up for me that was really present is this pressure to make a decision in grade 12 of what you're going to do for the rest of your life, as if you're supposed to know. And I think back to myself being in grade 12 and how I did not know what I wanted to do. And certainly if you had have told me 20 years later that this would be my life, I wouldn't have been able to fathom it for so many reasons, like technological advances and those sorts of things. But I just, because entrepreneurship wasn't modeled to me and it wasn't pushed on me in school, so I just didn't know this way of life existed. Now, if we flash back to you in high school or like that area, like transitioning in from teen to early 20s, were you always an entrepreneur? Was this always your thing, or what has been your journey to get here?
Yeah, such a good question. No, this was not always my thing. And to be completely honest, for a really long time, I thought I didn't have it in me. I have a lot of entrepreneurs in my family, and for a long time, I really believed the story that it was not my story, that I was not an entrepreneur and would not be an entrepreneur, because I didn't think that I had what it would take to do the work, because I saw that entrepreneurship was required perseverance and required determination and grit. And it took me a long time to realize that those things were within me. And so, yeah, when I was coming out of high school, I'm one of those who my lifelong dream from early childhood was just to be a mom. All I wanted was to be a mom and have babies, and achieving goals, thinking about my career, thinking about my education, and none of it really mattered to me in those early years of my life. I really just wanted to be a mom. And I did go to college. And when I went to college, I just did it because I figured it's probably a wise thing to do, but I wasn't particularly driven to a specific career or a specific calling, or I didn't really have a desire to achieve any sort of title or anything like that. It just wasn't on my radar. Right. And like you, I think really grew up in an environment. I do have entrepreneurs in my family, but they honestly got into entrepreneurship later. And so growing up, what was modeled for me or what I saw around me and heard about in schools was just the traditional, do you want to be a teacher or a doctor or a, like, as
lawyer.
You said, I did not have vision for all of the options. And I'm actually the only one of my siblings that went to college. And when I did, again, I just felt it was a default. I just felt probably smart to be educated. And so I did go to college, and I'm grateful for the experiences that I had for so many reasons, but I'm not using my degree, and that's totally fine. In college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Really, my story has morphed a lot. The thread that has gone through all of it is a passion for leadership and a passion for using my life to make a difference in the lives of others and helping others become their best selves. And through all of that, while I didn't really have vision for wanting to achieve some title or some climb the corporate ladder, like I just never thought about that. What I did do my whole life is invest in, when I was in high school, I invested with the junior hires at my church. When I was in college, I was an RA and I was working with the freshmen. When I graduated from college and was done with school, I started working with a nonprofit organization that worked with college students on college campuses. And I continued to pour into young leaders. I worked for 3 years at UCLA, working with students there, and then continued to really invest in leadership development. And that's really when I got into coaching, was through that nonprofit organization. And then coaching became my life and what I really grew into in my career, but it all really came out of a heart for serving others, helping others, making a highly value impact, using my life for impact. And I've always really loved and valued leadership and helping others step into leadership, helping others become their best selves. And so when I look at how my story played out and what I'm doing now, it really came from all of that, much more so than I had this vision that I was going to become this fill in the blank. Like, I just, that wasn't really how it worked for me, but I'm grateful for how it's all worked out.
Yeah, the journey, it's like we can never connect the dots until they're already connected. Can't look ahead and connect the dots, but we can connect the
Totally.
dots when we
Yeah.
reflect back. Okay, I'm so curious to know a couple of questions in relation to leadership. Do you believe that everybody has leadership qualities within them?
That is such a good question. And honestly, I feel like you could answer, you could argue, you could answer this question anyway and argue for your reasons.
Totally.
I'm going to say yes. I think that everybody has the potential for leadership, the potential for qualities of leadership within them. I think just like in any other area of life, there's varying degrees of giftedness, and there's varying degrees of that being tapped into and supported. I think we become our best selves when we're believed in, when those things are nurtured, right? And I think that's what leadership is.
Okay, I was just going to say, my next question is, I think I have three questions around leadership right now. My
Okay.
next question would be, what do you think makes an exceptional leader? Like somebody, okay, so if we can all nurture leadership for you, what would you say that is exceptional leadership skills or traits or qualities?
Yeah. I love these questions, and I could talk about this for hours. I think that there are a number of things. The number one thing that pops up for me when you say that is ability and willingness to receive feedback. And the reason that I say that is I've been in leadership development, leadership coaching for over 20 years. And a theme that I have seen over and over that I've become deeply passionate about is that as leaders, when we are closed off to feedback, when we are not soft-hearted, open-eared, willing to receive feedback from those who lead us, from our peers, and from those who are being led by us, or being even our customers and our clients, right? Those who are being helped by our product or our services, when we close ourselves off to feedback, we are significantly limiting our ability to serve others and our ability to step into our greatest potential, our greatest capacity. And I really think that one of the number one most important qualities to successful leadership is remaining soft enough to be willing to hear feedback and receive feedback and make wise decisions and how to implement the feedback that we have around us. I think where I see leaders often get into trouble is when they have settled into this place of, I'm the leader, I know what's up, it's my way, the voices around me don't know what they're talking about. And in some cases, I've seen businesses fall apart. And the core issue is the leader's lack of willingness to receive the feedback that was being given.
I agree so much. And what's really present to me is when I did my 6 years of post-secondary to become a teacher, there wasn't an emphasis on leadership as a teacher. There was not emphasis on how you take feedback. And my first few years in my own classroom, my backbone was just challenged so much working with teenagers, sometimes things that weren't necessarily the nicest things to be said. And I would take it so personally and I'd be so upset. I would cry in front of the students because I could not hold my emotion in. And then I would feel all sorts of ways of, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to be crying in front of these kids, but I didn't, my feelings were so hurt. And I think about how what a shift it was for me when, so I put teaching aside in 2016 and I did my coach training and I did leadership coach training through CTI. I did that in 2019. The emphasis on going into dyads or triads and coaching one another and having somebody there to specifically give feedback on how you coached, how you received coaching, and then to continue it that way. And then I remember my first job as an associate coach, it wasn't my own company. And this is how I met Kayla, other half of My Line Purpose, Kayla. We were both associate coaches for this woman, and she did this exercise with us called the feed forward exercise, where we're not really looking at feedback because it's already happened, but come to the meeting prepared with telling me something you did really well, something you don't think you're doing well, and something you want to change, and something you think I'm doing well, something you think I'm not doing well, and something you think I want to change. And I remember being so scared to tell her something that I didn't think she was doing well. So I would say, oh, I think you're doing everything great. And she'd say, that's unacceptable. You need to give me feedback of something you think I'm not doing that great at as a leader. And I was like, oh, this is so painful. And it taught me growth so much. And now, Kaylin, I mean, leading a company with somebody 50-50, it is as intimate as a marriage. We share our finances. We share everything. And the ability for us to be able to show up and give each other feedback that is not harmful, that is going to move our business forward, I do think is one of the strongest traits that we can have as business owners.
Totally. And how important that is for your success, right? If either one of you closes off to that, it completely limits who you can become and what you can build together.
Right.
As you guys stay soft to each other's feedback. And then you're modeling that too for all the women that are watching you guys lead together, for all the women that are being influenced, right, by your leadership. They are learning from you. Lucky that your coach didn't give you that out, that your coach said, no, you don't get to say nothing.
I was a brand new coach and I was like, oh my gosh, what if I get fired?
Yeah. But what an incredible example that woman set for you of really good leadership, because I don't know many leaders who say to their new coaches, give me all the feedback of what I could be doing better.
I think about the very first time we did an in-person retreat, and this was the spring of 2022. And we brought together women from all over the world, and the majority of us and them had never met in real life yet, but we had been meeting every month in Zoom. And I remember two of them shared at the retreat in this like really emotional share that what Kayla and I have provided for them and in the context of this space of other women is really healing a sisterhood wound, which I've never experienced. I grew up with friends that didn't gossip behind my back. And if they did, I don't know about it. Didn't intentionally hurt my feelings. And my true actual sister and I have such a close relationship. And so I've not ever been impacted by a mean girl situation. And they said, this community is healing that for me. Mm-hmm. And then on the contrary, we've also had a client say to Kayla and I that she said, I was watching and waiting for, when is this going to crumble with you two? Is it possible for two women to truly lead together and one not turn on the other, or one not want to be the full face or their ego take over or whatever? And we're like, you're going to have to keep watching and waiting, because that's not happening, because we both value the leadership qualities in one another. And we want to grow this company together. This isn't I want this more than Kayla, or she wants it more than me. We are building our leadership skills every day so that we can continue to want this together.
Yeah.
And I think people that work with women like yourself that are doing strong coaching, leadership coaching, it is going to move the mountains. And a lot of your work, we're going to get into that here shortly. A lot of your work is working with people in that intimate way, right? Where you know them, you know their business, their fears, their challenges. And that is, there's not a price point you can put on that to have somebody who will link arms with you and say, hey, let's allow you to grow. And that might require coaching is powerful questions. So asking these questions that are really going to challenge people, but ultimately pave the way for them to move forward. When you think about a strong leader, you are a strong leader. And I know you're surrounded by many strong leaders. Who's somebody that you look up to and admire? And you're like, them, their leadership traits are so admirable to me.
I think there's a lot of examples. I think something that has I've worked with a lot of leaders, and something that has always stood out to me about my most favorite leaders, the leaders that I've respected the most, have been leaders truly entrust leadership into those underneath them, speak belief into them, and then stand back and let those people step up into leadership and support them as they run. On the contrary, I've seen leaders who are micromanagers, who limit what they're willing to hand off to others, who think they need to be in control of it all. And that's the opposite dynamic. But when I think about the leaders that I've worked with, and many of them, the names wouldn't be known. But when I think about the leaders who I've worked with, who I've most respected, who've had the deepest impact on me, I'll tell one story. In the nonprofit that I was a part of for many years, one of my early days of leadership, I was probably 25 at the time, and I had just transitioned. I had worked with leaders at UCLA for 3 years, and then I had just transitioned onto our regional leadership team of this nonprofit organization. And I was the newest team member on what was basically like HR of this organization. And there was this huge project coming up, big project. It was a week-long event that we were putting on for college students. And my boss, who was several years older than me, one of the leaders that's had the greatest impact on my life to this day, a dear friend of mine, he's like a big brother to me. And it was my first year on that team, and I remember him sitting me down and saying, "Okay, we have this huge project coming up. You're in charge. You're in charge for our team." We had a team of, I don't know, maybe seven or so at the time. And it was our team's job to run this big event that was coming. And he's, you're going to lead us. And he said, "You're in charge. I'm here to help you. I want you to give me jobs. I want you to tell me what you need from me. The whole team, like, you decide what each person's going to do. You give us jobs. You tell us what you need." He regularly supported me. He never took anything back from me. He never micromanaged me. And I remember being first year on that team, him handing me that leadership, thinking, why would he give this to me? And he really totally believed in me, which allowed me to then believe in myself. And it was such a powerful, I was like 25, that was like 20 years ago. It was such a powerful experience for me of stepping into, if he believes in me, maybe I can do this. And then as I was doing it, I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel like it was all on me. And he literally, my boss was like, "Give me jobs. What do you need from me? What's my job today?" And I would delegate out the tasks that needed to be done to the team, and everybody would rally and help. But it was such a powerful example for me of really good leadership. And what I didn't totally realize at that point, but I do now, and I work with my own clients on all the time, is he was totally freed up and didn't have to run that project. Right? I was like, "Oh, I get it now. I see why he gave all of that to me. He didn't have to do it. He got to go live in vision and doing the things that he wanted to be spending his focus on that were his wheelhouse. He didn't need to be running the logistics of this huge event."
Oh,
And
this is
so,
gold.
such a good example for me as a very young leader to feel believed in, to feel entrusted, to take that and allow that to create my own belief in myself, step up, experience myself as a leader under really good leadership. And one of the things that I joke with about my clients all the time, joke, but not joke, is like, how do we set up your leadership and your business in a way that you get to go to the beach with a margarita while your business runs itself? That's the goal. Let's
Yes,
get
it
to the
is the
beach
goal.
while your business runs itself. And this is how we do that. The other thing too, that's really stood out to me over the years, and I've had leaders that have done this, and I have leaders that have not done this, is being a leader who is willing to do what you're asking those underneath you to do. And that same leader that I just referenced was someone who consistently walked the walk and did the things. And I've had leaders like that who've really modeled from the front, and that's always stood out to me as something that's really, up-leveled my respect for the leaders that I'm working with. And then I've worked with leaders who tell you everything to do, and then they sit back and they're not engaged, or they're not involved, or they're not modeling, or they're not putting in the work themselves. And also, they're willing to work hard and willing to do the work, and they're not just sitting back and saying, you go do it while they're relaxing and not putting in the effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those are the big things I think that stand out to me.
I love it so much. The speaking, the belief into people. Again, I see so many ties in my life of, I say, okay, so I went to school to be a teacher and I'm not using that. But the reason my students had so much success is because I made them believe they did. It's, oh, you are awesome at this. Like, it, expand on their strengths and not focus on what they weren't good at, but you are really good at this. So let's expand on that. And then they believed they were really good at it. So then of course they did better. And then there's no difference in speaking that belief into a 15-year-old than a 25-year-old, a 35-year-old, a 55-year-old, so on and so forth. It's, we all want to be seen, heard, and felt. We all want to feel like somebody believes in us. And ultimately, my belief is that beliefs are like, they don't have to be finite. They don't have to be a forever thing. So when you come across somebody who has a belief that it won't work out for them, or that whatever their belief is, especially if it's a limiting belief, it has limitations on it. I do think that what we think on repeat creates our beliefs, and our beliefs shape the actions that we're going to go take. And then the actions that we take, our physical reality is a result of that. And so then we continue to see what we believe. So if we're trying to believe that we can be a great leader, run a strong team, drink a margarita on the beach, and still service people, that will all start with that belief. And that belief will come from repetitive thoughts. But if you're not having somebody helping speak that belief into you, or they're speaking a belief into you that it has limitations on it, then yeah, you're going to have to do a lot of work to try and start to see a different reality. And that's where the whole mindset piece comes in for me, where I'm like, Totally. Strong leadership skills plus strong belief plus strong confidence, you're 100%. Unstoppable.
I really agree. So good.
It's so good. Okay, let's talk about when people come to work with you. I know right now you are working with a lot of amazing people in so many different industries. Let's talk about, like, somebody's searching, they need support. What would somebody be searching for that you hope they show up in their search? Or somebody's saying to their friend, I want support with this, or this is what I need, and their friend recommends you. Or they listen to this podcast, watch this YouTube video, and they're like, that's who I need to contact because this is what you love to do. What's the work that you're doing in the world right now?
I deeply believe that our businesses will never grow beyond our ability to lead them. And if we want our businesses to grow and thrive and flourish, that we have to be leaders who are growing and thriving and flourishing leaders. There's the famous quote that you hear often, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies also to our leadership. I think it applies to our businesses. If we continue to take the same action in our businesses, if we continue to lead the same way, if we continue to think the same thoughts in the way that we lead and in our business, we're going to continue to have the same business. If we want our business to change, if we want our impact to change, if we want our influence to change, or we want our income to change, that those things change when we become different leaders, when we think different, and when we do different. So what I do in my coaching practice is I come alongside leaders, usually founders, entrepreneurs, small business owners. So
startups,
CEOs, founders of their own companies,
yep,
are the majority of my clients. Many of them started their business because they wanted to create their own schedule. They wanted to be out of the 9-to-5 grind and working for someone else. So they took the thing that they're passionate about, the product, the service that they have experience in, that they're passionate about, and they started their own business. They quickly realized they now work 24/7, 365, can't turn their email off, they can't turn their phone off. And while they're passionate about the product or the service, they quickly realize that business ownership and leadership is an entirely different skill set than being really good at the product or the service of the trade itself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So entrepreneurs, small business owners who start their own thing and then quickly realize they are feeling run over by their business instead of feeling like they're running their business, or they're feeling inadequate in who they are in being able to navigate the leadership decisions that are coming up or the leadership challenges that are coming up. So really what I do is I come alongside those leaders and I help them truly flourish in leadership. So we're not focusing on messaging and SEO and websites and funnels, although all of that stuff is really important, but none of it matters if we're not ready to lead the people that are going to come to us. None of it matters if we're not ready to lead the business where we want it to go. I love when I have opportunities to speak at conferences or masterminds, and I ask a room full of entrepreneurs, like, how many of you have ever had a people problem get in the way of your business? And every hand in the room goes up. It's like, how do we navigate those things? What does it look like in leadership and business ownership when, again, we've started our business because we're passionate about the product or service, and then all of a sudden now we're having to deal with hiring and firing? Or right. What do you do when two of your employees don't get along? I have one of my clients is a professional organizer, and she had a situation come up recently where there was a client that they were serving, that they were working for, who had a complaint and accused her team of scratching the floors. And it's like, now, what do you do when you have an unhappy client or an unhappy customer? How do you navigate those things as a leader? I help my leaders step up in their leadership, become more equipped, feel more confident in things like decision-making, how to strategically use their schedules, strategic time management, so they can get more done in less time, creating space to work on the business and not just in the business. So that, how do I run my business so my business doesn't run me?
Yeah.
How do I navigate the people problems? How do I lead with confidence? How do I create intentional culture within my business? How do I navigate difficult conversations or deal with conflict resolution? I don't have all the answers. I'm not a professional pool digger, pool installer. I'm not a professional home builder. I'm not a professional organizer. I'm not a professional florist or photographer or all of these different industries that I have clients that I serve. I'm not telling them how deep to dig their pools.
Right.
What I'm doing is I'm helping them as an outside perspective, an extra set of eyes or ears. I'm helping them increase their own awareness. I think of coaching as, I always use the analogy of a movie set. Think of a movie set and your favorite actor or actress is standing in the middle of the set, whoever, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise. He's standing on set. When they're standing there, they can only see the perspective they have from where they're standing. They can't see what's happening over here behind them on the scene. They can't see the facial expression of the person on the other side that has a back to them. So to get the highest quality film, you have to have the superstar actors and actresses, but you also need a director. You need someone from that other perspective, from the outside, who has a different set of eyes and ears, sees a different lens point, a different viewpoint, a different perspective, that can offer feedback, that can ask good questions, that can help the star player increase their capacity, increase their awareness, and ultimately increase their ownership of how they're showing up and leading. And that changes everything. And that's the power of coaching.
That's the power of coaching, folks, right there. It's amazing. When I first started coaching, I worked with somebody and she said, oh, I'm embarrassed to say that I need a coach. And I said, this is a privilege. Let me tell you, I wish everybody could have a coach, because having, like you said, somebody else to see another set of eyes, another set of ears, that other perspective to ask you those questions. I read that book years ago, Change Your Questions, Change Your Life. I'm like, how amazing is it to have somebody to ask you thought-provoking questions that you have the answers to within? You just don't even know, because nobody's ever asked you these things or asked you to look at your life or your business or your leadership in this way. And that is the work that you and myself and so many people get to bring into this world that we love to do.
And I want to say too, we have coaches.
Absolutely. I always have a coach.
We can help others, right? Have perspective, ask the right questions. But when it's our own stuff, we need help too. We need coaches, because we can't see our own stuff. And
Absolutely.
When we're in it, we believe our own story. That's the other thing that's so important about coaching, is we believe our story, and that's why we keep ourselves stuck. And it really takes that outside person, that outside perspective to say, hey, did you know you don't have to believe that? Wait, I don't, but I do because I
Yeah.
believe, so I think I have to. So it's just that increased awareness that moves us into being able to take ownership, and that's how we change our lives. And all the best coaches I know have coaches. I just had someone
Absolutely.
ask me yesterday. I was talking with them about the potential that they have for where they could go grow and what they could create. And they said to me, like, how have you built everything that you've built? And how have you built it so quickly? And I said, because I've had coaches, because I've leaned into others who can see my stuff and who can call me out and who can help me think differently so that I show up differently and take different action. That's what this is. And that's how I'm able then to do, to transfer that experience, to ask good questions and help others get the breakthrough that they need. But it's, we're
Totally.
all doing the work.
And I think too, especially when it comes to, say, business, we could apply this to relationship coaching, self-love coaching, all of it. But for the sake of where you and I both work is within business owners, let's talk about the ability to speed up time. Yeah, I work with coaches because they're where I want to be, and I'm going to learn from their mistakes. They're going to tell me, do this, don't do that. Have you thought about this? So that I don't have to spend 10 years making the mistakes that they made. On the flip side of that, when people come to work with us, I can say, listen, my line purpose might be only 4 years, but don't think that this is my first rodeo with entrepreneurship. I've tried and failed many things before this has been successful. So let me tell you a thing or two about what might work and what might not work and speed up the process for you.
A great analogy is if I wanted to totally transform my physical body and I wanted big biceps and abs that cut through my shirt, I could change my diet and go to the gym. I know some things that I would need to do, right? I can try to do it myself. And if I really have some self-discipline and I really stay consistent, I'll see some results. Now, if I go to the gym and I meet with a personal trainer who has expertise, who has experience, who knows how to use the machines, who knows the right angle to hold the weights and can say, "Hey, wait, twist this way, do it this way instead, you're going to get a better result." Right? They're a professional at what they do. They're going to help me get results faster, bigger, better,
Yes.
faster. And if I work with a nutritionist to really help me examine what foods and the combination of the foods and how they're impacting my body, and every body's different. So maybe the food that worked for somebody else doesn't work for me. And having an expert with their eyes and ears helping me figure that out and see what results I'm getting, I'm going to get a very different result in 6 months working with a personal trainer who I meet at the gym every day, who kicks my butt and says, do it one more time,
Yeah.
and a nutritionist who's coming alongside me with different ideas. I've been working with a nutritionist this last year. She introduced me to tiger nut flour. Have you ever had tiger nut flour?
No.
Never even knew that was a thing. Whole side note, but I have a lot of food allergies and a lot of food challenges, and I can't eat really any flour of any kind. And she introduced me to tiger nut flour, and I've been able, for the first time in the last year, in years, I've been able to make a homemade tortilla out of tiger nut flour. Who knew there was a thing called tiger nut flour? She's the expert. She knew, but I
Right.
needed her expertise and her knowledge to help me figure out new ways to tweak things and new foods that I feel pretty educated when it comes to healthy eating. But she knew things that I didn't know and introduced me to new things. So that's the power of getting help. And as you're saying, really expediting our results, expediting the process, DIY, changing your physical body, changing your leadership development, growing your business. DIY is like taking two sticks and rubbing them together to light a fire. It's like, you
Yeah.
can do it. You can totally do it. It's going to be hard. It's going
Not
to be
my
long.
best life.
It's going to cost you money ultimately, right? Or you can strike a match, throw it on a fire, or you can pour gasoline on the fire and then throw in the match, and then we're talking. And that's the power of bringing in, investing in ourselves, whether it's we want to transform our physical body, we want to transform our leadership, we want to transform our business in any area, getting the right expertise, the right experience, the right help, accountability, support, belief. One of the things that has most impacted me working with coaches is them holding belief for me when I didn't have it yet for myself. What does it look like to have someone walk with you that believes in you, that helps you troubleshoot, get out of your own way, and that speaks belief into you the whole time? It completely transforms what you're able to create.
I know that a lot of women listening are in the entrepreneur space, and so they get it. And I know that there's still people who listen and they're in their job, the 9 to 5, they're not doing what they love yet. There's a lot of fear wrapped around it. And I totally get it. I was in that fear-based place before too. And there's also not the, I would say, understanding of this can even exist, right? I didn't know what coaching was outside of sports coaching, truthfully, until 2017. I had never heard of a life coach until 2017 because I was in my teacher bubble. I had never heard of this. And so you don't know what you don't know. And I love to be able to speak into existence for people listening of there is a lot of possibility out there of how you can create a business, do something you love, empower other people, do it from your own home. There's just so much potential.
Really?
Not everybody has to be a coach, but you can be good at something and help somebody else be good at it. And like you just said, expedite the process and allow them to get there as well. When I think about, as this episode starts to come to an end, and I think about the people who are listening and they're hearing your story and they're like, okay, so she wasn't always a coach, but you've always had a love for leadership and you turned this into a very successful, thriving business. If we can just be honest and vulnerable for a minute here, what's still like a fear or challenge that you face as a mom who's also running a business, who's just always figuring things out? What's something that you're working through that you would love to share with other people that it's still possible, even though it might be challenging?
Totally. I fight through belief every day. And even seeing the evidence of what I've been able to create so far, every day I wrestle with the, can I really do this? Do I really have what it takes? Those same questions that I've always wrestled with, I think I still wrestle with. One of my, not my strengths in business ownership is technology. I could tell you story after story of where I've tripped myself up or held myself back because I'm like a grandma. Just give me a piece of paper and a pen and I'm happy. Technology, systems, all of those aspects of business ownership and leadership, which expedite the process, help us be more effective doing what we do. It's all a very steep learning curve for me. And so I regularly wrestle through, do I have what it takes? Am I going to be able to figure this out? Am I going to be able to get the right people around me to give me the support that I need to be able to move the needle forward in all of these things? I think those questions are human questions.
Yeah.
And no matter how much work we do, we still have a human brain. And so we still wrestle through the same challenges. And what I love about doing the work that you and I do and learning through all of this is I think I've come to a place where I just expect that these fears, challenges, do I really have what it takes? That's just, I'm not going to wait for that to go away. Or I'm not going to wait to answer those questions to move forward. I'm just gonna be like, okay, guess I'm doing today with self-doubt. Let's go.
Yeah.
Just do it anyway. And I guess I'm having some tech issues. That's unfortunate. Okay. I guess I'm doing today without tech. Okay.
Yeah, you're not burning it all to the ground.
I'm not waiting to not struggle to
right.
move forward. So
yes.
I'm not burning it to the ground and I'm not staying stagnant. I'm owning negative emotion. I'm owning fear. I'm owning self-doubt. I'm owning like these human, normal human things and saying, okay, you just get to come along for the ride today because we're still moving. We're still going. Just come along with us. But I really don't think those things ever completely resolve and go away. I think we have to learn to move forward with them, with doubt, with fear, with imposter syndrome, with limiting beliefs. It's okay. Guess you're coming along with us today. Let's go. And we keep moving forward and we pursue growth, right? I strive to get better at technology. I strive to learn new things that I don't know yet. And I'm making some traction in my business, implementing those things. It's a little slower than for some for whom it comes more natural. It's okay. I got time. We're just going to keep going.
Absolutely. And there's ways to work around that as well. When we first started My Aligned Purpose, I told myself a story. I can never do the back end. I can never do tech. Systems are not my thing. And Kayla is naturally wired to understand those things. And I was like, okay, I'm going to use NLP on myself. I use NLP on everybody I coach. Am I going to continue to tell myself the story that I'm going to be the CEO of a company and I don't even know how to do anything on the back end? I could keep telling myself that story and see how good it feels or how far it gets me. It doesn't feel very good and it's not going to get me very far. So I'm going to tell myself a new story that I can learn this. I can watch a YouTube video. I can ask Kayla to show me what she's doing. And eventually you can also get to a place where you answer the question of who, not how. Who is the expert in this? And are we willing to invest money into putting an expert in this place to do the thing so that we don't have to keep figuring out the how? And that's not available in the beginning for everybody. But eventually you can get to this place where somebody loves doing spreadsheets. And so hire them and let them do spreadsheets or websites or whatever it is. And you're giving somebody a job in an area that they love to do. And again, you're putting yourself back in your zone of genius, whatever that is, visioning and coaching and all that sort of stuff. So there's resolution to all of it. Another thing too that I love is that fear is not universal. And so if I was to ask you something that you're afraid of about your business right now, or I was to share something I'm afraid of, my fear isn't necessarily your fear. And so then all it takes is for you to say, that's not a fear I have. That's not real in my world. And then I can process that and think, oh yeah, I'm just making that fear up. That's not real. It's not universal truth. And so that always really helps me of, oh yeah, I'll say something and Kayla will say, that's not my fear. I'm like, oh. Okay, great.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier of we believe our own story, right? Yeah. Like we've decided these things are scary, or we've decided something means something or whatever. We believe our own story because it's what we feel and it's the way our brain is wired. And having someone outside of us go, oh, I see it different. I don't have that fear. Like it opens up for us that there's an option. It opens up for us that there's a choice and that our default belief, we don't have to keep it if we don't want to.
Exactly.
There are other options.
I love it. I love it so much.
If it doesn't serve us, find a new one.
See you later. This has been so awesome. I loved hearing your stories and your journey and the work that you're loving to do in this world. And I can't wait to have a coffee cheers with you next month in New York City. My first time. I've never been to New York, so I'm so excited. But before we go, why don't you tell us where are the ways that people can find you, get connected with you, follow along, work with you, all of the stuff?
Yeah. Thank you. The best way is to go to my website, which is kaylahorry.com. So it's C, Kayla with a C, CAYLAHORY.com is my website. And I have a free resource there that's available to you. It's called the Growth Code. And it's the three core components in my 20 plus years of doing leadership development and leadership coaching, that kind of the three core pillars that I see really hold leaders back from true flourishing. And that as we increase our capacity in those things, that we can really increase our capacity for impact, influence, and income. And so that resource is available there on my website. You can download it. And so that's a great way to get connected. You can also find me on Instagram at Kayla Horry Coaching. So I'm there. I will say social media is not my strong suit. So I'm there, but I'm not there very often, but I'm there. And then I'm also on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, Kayla Horry. I think it's just Kayla Horry on LinkedIn. So you can find me any of those places. Would love to chat. Would love to, support anyone that I can.
Okay. Awesome. And for everybody listening, say you're listening while you're driving or doing the dishes or just busy and you weren't able to catch that, it will all be in the show notes. Clickable links take you right to Kayla's website, to her freebie. So generous to have something there that takes all your expertise and helps people and allows people to start a journey with you and know, love, trust you. And I think it's really easy to know, love, trust you. That's awesome. And one last thing that I was going to share as well is that you love speaking. And so for people who are listening to this, get Kayla on your podcast and get her on your stage, virtual or in real life, because you have this way of transforming people through sharing your knowledge and expertise and leadership. And that's what we need. We need strong, confident leaders to continue to move forward. And so I think the work that you're doing is just absolutely amazing, so needed. And I hope that lots of people reach out for you from this episode.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're so welcome. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to this conversation. And if something resonates with you that Kayla said, reach out to her and let her know. I always think it's nice when, you know, you're on a podcast or featured somewhere and somebody says, like, it was that line that you said or that story that really impacted me. So when you're listening, whatever Kayla said that resonated with you, reach out to her and let her know. And thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to this week's episode and for listening to the My Aligned Purpose podcast. If you've not yet already, go over and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, leave a rate and review. We'd so appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.